Goodchild was laboriously idle, and would take upon himself any amount of pains and labour to assure himself that he was idle. In short, he had no better idea of idleness than that it was useless industry. Thomas Idle, on the other hand, was an idler of the unmixed Irish or Neapolitan type. A passive idler, a born and bred idler, a consistent idler who practiced what he would have preached if he had not been too idle to preach. A one entire and perfect chrysolite of idleness. The two idle apprentices found themselves, within a few hours of their escape, walking down into the north of England. That is to say, Thomas was lying in a meadow, looking at the railway trains as they passed over a distinct viaduct, which was his idea of walking down into the north, while Francis was walking a mile due south against time, which was his idea of walking down into the north. In the meantime, the day waned, and the milestones remained unconquered. "Tom," said Goodchild, "the sun is getting low. Up, and let us go forward." "Nay," quoth Thomas Idle, "I have not done with Annie Laurie yet." And he proceeded with that idle but popular ballad, to the effect that for the bonny young person of that name, he would lay him doon and dee, equivalent in prose,